Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Friday. Welcome to Blog Talk Recognition Grateful Friday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California. It is sunny outside already. We have no coastal fog. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. So I'm looking on the bright side because it is bright outside. I've got on the line with us, Debbie Brawley and Claudia Field, our other co-hosts. And, we're ever hopeful that things are going to be moving quickly for us. But, as we wait, people have been asking, what are we doing, to keep ourselves busy during this time, right? I mean, there are some people who still, have their jobs and they're able to work from home, or they're essential people and they're still going out and doing, what they had done before. But there are several of us that, are at home, kind of going, what do I do with my time? I want to stay positive. I want to stay focused. And, throughout the weeks, we've been giving you some ideas about how to continue to stay busy, with our Beamer business and whatnot. But today we were just going to focus on a little bit more of generalities and what we're doing. So we're all going to go around and share with you the things that we're doing to keep busy and stay positive. And so for me, I have been doing quite, I think I'm glued to my computer with the variety of Zoom calls that I'm doing. But one of the things that I've done is, there's a networking group that I'm a member of, here in Orange County. And we've been doing these Zoom calls, and it's an intentional networking event, and they're about 90 minutes. And we've had quite a few women, join, like 20 people. And we each go around the Zoom and we have 2 minutes to give a high-level overview of what we do for our businesses as entrepreneurs. And then the group can ask us questions, more around what we're doing. So, and we've been doing those periodically. So it's given me an opportunity to continue to fine-tune, that 90-second, high-level elevator pitch, right? And so you might, if you're not a part of a networking group that does that, maybe you gather, some team members and y'all can all, practice that together. Or, and I think it's also beneficial if you're doing it with people outside of your Beamer business, because then you really are networking, and it is an intentional networking group. So I've been doing that. And then the other thing is I'm a member of a book club. And so I think I mentioned it last week, the book club, we're reading The Joy of Business, What If Business is the Adventure of Living by Simone Milasas, Milasas. And that's been interesting. And we had our first Zoom call for our book club, which was cool. Another thing that I've done that has been an absolute hoot is, we set it up for an hour, but it ended up being like 3 hours, and we've done it several times, gotten together with friends across the country to play games. And, what games, you do, that you resonate or with that makes everybody laugh, but those get creative, and we are doing games via Zoom. And then I like to get outside and walk around my neighborhood. you know, depending on, you know, the weather and whatnot, that's all, always makes me feel better. And then I think that I have really enjoyed the most is I've been reaching out to people that I have not talked to in a really long time. I had a conversation yesterday. I texted her first and I said, hey, let's schedule a phone date. And we had not talked in probably, excuse me, in about a year and a half. And so we talked yesterday. So think about those people that you haven't talked to in a while. And then I've also been, you know, with the different people that I've connected with, there's a wide variety of free webinars out there that are motivational and inspirational, focused on mind. And then there's also free, you know, online meditations. Deepak Chopra, one just finished, and it was a 21-day, you know, meditation. So finding those kind of things that are mindful. But I want to leave you with this before I transition and toss it over to Claudia Field, you know, for her, you know, opening comments. On one of the webinars that I did this week, I heard someone make a shift that I thought was very appropriate for the culture that we have here as Beamer. A lot of times we talk about being like-minded, you know, and surrounding ourselves with like-minded people. Well, the shift that I heard this week that I'm going to start using going forward is like-hearted people. You know, I mean, we're at Beamer, we're a very heart-centered, you know, organization. We care about people. We care about our team members. We care about making a difference in the lives of others. And so I just kind of wanted to leave you with that subtle shift of surrounding yourself with like-hearted people. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Claudia for her opening comments. Claudia?
Thank you so much, Amanda, and good morning or good afternoon wherever you are in the country. You know, sometimes when you wake up, you have to remind yourself, what day is it? Because, you know, never in our lifetimes have we ever been in the situation that we're currently in. But, you know, I have to say, I mean, I have been super busy, ladies. I mean, I literally have been on Zoom calls or phone calls all day long of different varieties, you know, whether it's in business and connecting with people in my Beamer group or my extended Beamer family, you know, jumping on different webinars, biohacking webinars, you know, energy, nutritional, different, you know, just listening to different friends of mine in different realms, hypnotherapy. And so kind of, you know, we have little groups of like self-care. So maybe we might have somebody who's a Reiki master. I might do something with cards or crystals. You know, we're all kind of just sharing a collective consciousness to just keep ourselves in high alignment, you know, because especially, you know, I'm going to be very honest, you know, I live in Los Angeles and my phone started blowing up this week because I don't watch mainstream media. I don't watch the news. I just get updates on an app so I know what's going on in my area. And our mayor has just said that he's extending this lockdown for another 3 months, basically, that nothing's even going to really go back to normal. They're opening some things in phases. But, you know, when I'm out picking up food in my neighborhood and doing different things, I'm really connecting in the community to see what's going on. So knowing that, it's very important for me to have structure every day, to have purpose every day. This quote that ties into kind of what we're talking about, you know, staying in networking, right? Because that's the foundation of success in business and really in life. And Armstrong Williams says networking is an essential part of building wealth. So just, yes, in terms of business and what we're doing, but also outside of there, the wealth, the abundance of your life, because, you know, if we continue to go through this and seeing what's going on out in the community, I'm looking at other ways that, you know, I can be involved, not just for myself, but giving back and helping others, because, you know, we're in unprecedented times. And so a lot of my day is spent really truthfully researching a lot of what's going on from a legal perspective, from a higher consciousness perspective, and thinking about what is going to be the next phase for me outside of what, you know, we do every day with Beamer, which I know and feel confident we'll be doing again in the not too, you know, distant future. But for me, it's about this higher purpose and do I want to stay in California? Do I want to leave? So I'm personally, ladies, just spending a lot of time, not so much on different hobbies, but researching and speaking to people, you know, living in different parts and also around the world and just getting different global perspectives on things. And so that's been really eye-opening for me, just really never having a chance to stand still and really ask these questions and then applying that back to what we do with Beamer, you know, when we're asking people and we're really listening and we're really, you know, engaging outside of just one little area of what we do in life, it's very, very fulfilling from a humanistic standpoint to see that. So that's kind of what I've been doing aside from the working out and trying to keep it tight and right here because my gyms are not going to be open for months. So that's all I can do, ladies, today. I'm going to toss it over to you, Deb.
Okay. Happy Friday. I don't know about you, but for some reason, even being locked down, you know, in our homes, that the week has been flying by. You think it would go, your days would go longer and the weeks would be slower, but, you know, they keep flying by. It's hard to believe it's Friday again already. And I wanted to share with everybody some updates. We have some updates that I'd like to share. They are from Albert and the Veronises. We have, just a minute, so I can read it to you right away. What did I do? Just a second. I'm going to find it here. Okay, here we go. So you might want to get a pen and pencil and write them down. But the message that, you know, Albert and Dr. Burka had a couple of calls this week on Mondays and Wednesday, and they have more next week coming. And they shared that continuing to have high-level dialogue weekly with the FDA, we believe we have successfully eliminated the confusion surrounding our Beamer Go, which is called NGX product, which is a message, I guess, a sign of class two. We have clarity on changes the FDA wanted us to make to our class two for the manual and the website, and that is being changed and fixed right now as we speak. The last timeline Albert provided in the video that was a week ago from this past Monday that went out, he said this is the latest message, that the latest timeline Albert provided ranging from 30 to that being plan A to 120 being plan B to the resolution, based on the past few discussions this week with the FDA, this week and next week, we now expect we will have the resolution on the shorter end of the spectrum. You won't want to miss Monday or Wednesday night's national call. The third Wednesday of every month, we have a national call because they will be on the call giving you the full updates and everything. And I just keep praying every day that it comes sooner. Beamer is going to decide in June or July about our national convention. If we move to an online convention, everybody will be refunded and we will be doing an online convention. We all would love to be together the end of October, you know, in person, and we need those hugs and we need that what Beamer's all about, you know, being with everybody. So we don't want to cancel it or reschedule it for 2020, but we need to see what's happening out there. And if they are talking about this virus coming back in the fall and, you know, giving us all that news, we need to be thinking smart how we do that. So what we are telling you guys is please do not book any flights for convention just yet. And that we had 50 horse units that arrived this week and 50 went out the same day that we had that many orders that came in. There's another order of 80 horse units coming in any day now that they were shipped already from Europe, that they, with the virus and with the import situation, they were shipping out smaller numbers instead of hundreds at a time to make sure they get to the Carlsbad faster. So we have 80 more coming in, and there'll be another one coming in right after that. Expect to launch the U.S. online academies in the next 3 to 4 weeks. We're looking to have that on by mid-June. So all new distributors and the new 144s that are coming in every day, they will be able to be certified and trained online, and we're going to continue doing online academies. You know, we're planning on it throughout till October, and then see about having the real academies starting in November, depending on where this virus situation is. You know, I'm here in Michigan, you guys, and just like what Claudia said about extending the, you know, the stay-at-home executive orders, our governor's been doing that here too. So we just can't schedule live academies till we know where we're at. May 20th, the regional link to get onto the national call is BeamerMeetings.com. BeamerMeetings.com. So you'll want to make sure that you put that on your calendar, set an alarm, let your team members know, and connect and get back in the flow of things and be engaged with all of us. You want to have that engagement is what's helping keeping everybody going and moving forward. And those that are a step ahead, that's taken, you know, working with their prospects, working with their teams, sharing Beamer still. You know, a lot of us have a list of people ready. I have some people so excited that she calls me. She's out of state. She calls me twice a week. Are they here yet, Debbie? Are they here yet? She wants it so bad. And it's just a shining light in my life to hear that and see that and know that Beamer's going to be back and running. And I really believe it's going to be bigger and better than ever. And it's sad what's happened out there with it being held back. But sometimes things happen for a reason. We'll find out. You won't want to miss Tuesday nights. The BeamerMeetings.com, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, is a half hour presentation that's going to have we're doing the Canadian version of it right now. So it has the Canadian prices. So if you can think of anybody in Canada, invite them to the table for Tuesday nights to be on live and hear about the presentation. You know, they can sell pros there and they're in business right now. And then Thursday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, is going to be horse presentation. I think we have our very first horse presentation for prospects that's going to be next Thursday. So we change things up a little bit just until the goes are in stock and we're ready to go. Then we'll go back to the presentations being with our regular go presentation, which I did see that in the back office. It might still be there for you guys, that you can be opening up, getting used to saying and talking and sharing it yourself. And I always like to practice myself, and sometimes I'll video myself on my Zoom and just do a video recording and watch myself later to see, you know, what I need to do to correct myself if I'm looking everywhere, you know, talking too fast. It's great to kind of practice and make perfect and start perfecting yourself. And that's something that a lot of my distributors we've been doing right now is grooming and preparing ourselves for, I'm calling it the relaunch of Beamer. Beamer's, we're in pre-launch, getting ready to relaunch again. And some distributors are taking online leadership classes, and they've joined some things with like John Maxwell. They Googled and found a place for coaching, and it didn't cost that much to be coached as a leader. And sometimes you need to hear it from other people, not your friends or not your upline, and be coached by somebody outside the field. And it helps you. It helps you grow and become a stronger person. So that's a little bit of an idea for me to share with you guys what I'm doing right now, because you do need to keep busy. I am staying on top of things and educating myself with what is really happening out there in the world globally with things. And, you know, we don't talk about religion and politics, but I do feel like some people like to not pay attention because it's depressing, that you really do need to pay attention to what's happening so you're educated and you know what you can be prepared and ready for whatever might be happening. But it's a different world we're living in, and I'll be honest with you, it really hit me on Saturday. My boys were, my husband and sons were able to go out and go golfing for the first time, and you know, they had to be distanced, they had to carry their own clubs, and there's different changes at the golf courses, but they were able to go golf. And so I went out and I had picked up the orders that we had for our own little small brunch at our home for Mother's Day on Saturday. We had a honey baked ham that was pre-ordered, ready to go. They bring it out to the car. And the same thing with our groceries. We order it online, and they'll call you when it's ready, and you give them the credit card over the phone, and then they bring it out to your car. And so I went out and did that wearing my mask, you know, having my gloves on, and it just really hit me, you guys, pulling up there, seeing all these people out, because it was the day before Mother's Day, you know, getting flowers at this market that we go to. People were out getting picking out flowers, staying 6 feet apart from each other. But looking in the eyes, you know, I'm a type that I love saying hi to people. I love, you know, if I see friends, you know, hugging them,
that it was a whole different world. And boy, I'm just praying more than ever, praying that, you know, we do get our life back. I'm going to miss that. And, you know, I like to wear lipstick, and having lipstick on my mask all the time is bugging me. And it's a pain. And my, you know, with my sunglasses on, yeah, we all look different out there. And it's hard sometimes to recognize people wearing masks. And when I got out of the car to, you know, they had handed the gal an envelope with a tip in it. I saw my neighbor and didn't even recognize her with her mask, because she said, Debbie, was trying to wave at me. And I thought, wow, I didn't even recognize you, that I want to get back to where we were. But it really kind of hit me on Saturday. And when things are hitting you a little bit, you guys, put music on, dance. It's fun to just move. And when I got back home, that's what I had to do. I was by myself in the house because the guys were still golfing. I was feeling a little sad because everybody, you could see the fear in their eyes. You could see people not connecting and smiling at each other, or, you know, looking away and making sure people are 6 feet apart. And I just thought, oh, this is not what we're supposed to be doing. But we have to kind of go with the flow the way it is for now. And when I got back, I had to put music on and start moving around. And what I have done is, on Amazon, I went ahead and I ordered some neat puzzles, puzzles with lots of butterflies, that's something that puts a smile on your face. And so I got some puzzles, and I have it on our extra table in my Florida room, that every once in a while when I want to just have some downtime, I'll go and just work on the puzzle when I feel like it. Mark and I have gotten into playing cards more, board games. We bought this neat new Michigan Monopoly game. I also, online through Amazon, I went and got a paint by number kit, oil painting by numbers, and that has been really fun. I've been enjoying that, going and, you know, spending some time each day and painting this on a canvas, my own paint by numbers. Who would think that sometimes, like coloring, painting, that we'd be doing this now and it's bringing joy like it is, but it has been. You know, having life slow down and cooking more, I'm enjoying finding new recipes and cooking new. There's something about that home comfort food. So my mom has been, she lives in Florida, and she's always been a phenomenal cook and bake and cook and do her own bread by scratch as I was growing up. And living my busy life and raising my kids, I definitely was not like that. But I am enjoying going back and seeing it. And so now my mom and I were talking about maybe even putting together a cookbook. My mom has phenomenal recipes, and I've been using that. And the grandkids have always called her Tata. So we're looking at doing something and putting together a Tata cookbook. So, you know, we do have to find things that add a little joy and put a smile on your face, and they're out there for you guys. You just have to choose it. I have one of the managers in the region. He has joined he loves to hunt. And he has joined a Facebook hunting page and has been reaching out and meeting new people through this Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, you might want to be looking for groups that have hobbies that you do. He also is getting into, what do you call it? It's not tennis. It's a paddleball. We have somebody that's our ambassador with that. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
He just started doing pickleball. So he joined some Facebook private pages groups for pickleball, and, you know, he's having joy connecting with them every week and maybe every day. But he also said that he's been reaching out to different people that are in his state, and he's developing relationships. And as soon as we're up and running, he's excited to share Beamer. He's not saying anything right now, but he's looking at that down the road. So there are a lot of things for men and women. Another female team member, she loves to quilt and loves to knit, and she's on Facebook pages, groups, different groups with that, and connecting with people. So, yeah, you just need to get out there and connect. Get out there, and you can connect from your home still and be involved. And if you, if anybody on the call has a hobby or something that's adding joy to their life and they would like to hit number one and share it, we'd love to meet you and have you share what you're doing, because it might really inspire or add some light to somebody else that's listening to this call. And if you'd like to share the call from today, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS, and give somebody on your team the gift of this link to listen to it. So do we have anybody that hit number one in the switchboard?
Yep, this is Amanda. We have area code 847. 847, you are live on Blog Talk. Can you hear me? 847? Okay, I guess not. While we wait for some other people to push one, if they've got some things they want to share that they've been keeping busy, I'm going to read a list of books. I have been reading, and like I mentioned, I'm a part of a book club, and I read other books. But one of the webinars, they sent over a list of recommended books, and I've read very many of these. But there were some on here that I had not read and had not heard about. So I'm going to read a couple of those, and then I've got another caller. So Goals by Brian Tracy, Good to Great, Jim Collins, The Richest Man in Babylon, George Samuel Clayson, Rise and Grind, Damon John, Give and Take, Adam Grant, The One Thing, Jay Papasan, that's a good one, Grit, I read that one, Angela Duckworth, Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell, The Energy Bus, John Gordon, Atomic Habits, which has been recommended by our own CEO, Albert, James Clear. All right, so I'm going to take a pause, and I am going to area code 720. You are live on Blog Talk, area code 720.
Well, good morning, ladies. It's Mary King from Colorado. And
good morning,
my husband's
Mary.
Business doesn't good morning to all of you. My husband's business doesn't slow down except for a few who just don't have the funds to pay for an appointment. But I've been busy with our garden. We have had a greenhouse built on the side of another outbuilding on our property. And so I am going down and watering and watching those little green plants popping up. And then as far as socializing, because that is very difficult, I did do one thing. I volunteered to deliver meals to people who can't get out, and I delivered to a woman up a steep driveway with cancer, and I just was able to, you know, have conversation with her from a distance and encourage her, and it just felt good to be able to do something for someone else. And then the other thing that we're doing during this time is our family. We've been having family get-togethers. We had a birthday for a three-year-old, a birthday for one of the other grandkids, and we went to the park for Mother's Day, keeping our distance from other people. But we've done a few other family things. Just as a family, we've just decided we're not afraid to be around each other, and we're not going to let that hinder us. And pretty much everybody's had COVID and seems to have immunity, so we're not concerned. Or I guess the most important thing is for us not to be gripped by fear, but to have confidence that things will get better.
Absolutely.
That's
so
right, and beautiful.
I love your emphasis on, you know, doing things for others, you know, that can't get out. So that's absolutely wonderful, Mary. I really appreciate you you sharing that. So we're going to go on to our next caller, area code 818. Area code 818, what have you been doing to stay busy?
Hi, well, this is Anita from Idaho. And a couple of
Hi,
things.
Hi, Anita from Idaho.
Hi. Last week when one of you mentioned that book, The Joy of Business, I ordered it immediately and had it put on my Kindle so I could read at night. I like to read when I'm in bed and I don't want to bother my husband, so reading on my phone works great. I am loving this book, having some great
happy to hear that.
Oh, yes, and she is amazing, the writer, so... anyway, that was, I want to thank you for that. That's been great. And the other thing I've been doing is learning how to do the PowerPoint presentation for Beamer, and that's been a real challenge to learn how to do that and getting some stuck points and then trying to figure out how I can get through these stuck points and getting it right. So I did it a couple of days ago on one of my distributors, and we both had a blast, my delivering it to her on Zoom. Yeah, and it took 2 whole hours, so I learned something there. But we both loved it, and then I'm going to do it again today and the next hour I have another distributor I'm going to do it on. So that's great fun and a good thing to learn all that stuff. So that's all. Thanks for listening.
That is wonderful. Practice makes perfect, and I'm super excited that you are enjoying the joy of business. I am too. So that was thank you for that that feedback.
Great. Thank you for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome,
okay.
Anita.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Our next caller, 847. I hope this is the person. Oh, they just dropped. Oh, no, that was 818.
No, 847. I'm here.
You're live on Blog.
Hi.
Oh, good.
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear
I
me?
Can.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I botched. I put it on mute, and I get my phone is just, it loves to mute itself, and I can't get off quick enough.
No worries.
So anyway, I'm so happy to get to share because I think it's really important to share what I've been doing is meditating and going inside my heart and opening up my heart. And Dr. Joe Dispenza put out a new virus called Go Love 20. And how it works is you go around, you take like your focus off of the fear of the virus to a love virus where you call people up or you text them or you email them or you do a little video and send it to them and you tell them all the things you love about them. And then after that, you send them this little meditation that he put out. And it's gone around to, I think, you know, some like 250,000 people all around the world. And it's just the coolest thing to stop and think about what you love about people and acknowledge them and let them receive that, and then you open your heart. So it's just a beautiful, uplifting change of focus from, you know,
I
fear
love that.
To love.
To love.
So if anybody
and,
wants
and, we didn't
to...
Get your, we didn't get your name and where you're from when you first
I'm
started.
I'm sorry. My name's Pamela, and I'm from Chicago.
Pamela from Chicago. Okay.
Right.
Great. Is there a particular website that we go to for Go Love 20? Because I want to go check
well,
that out.
Well, I can just, if anybody wants it sent to them, I will send them the meditation. It's really beautiful. It's a little passionate. So, you know, you want to listen with headphones, but maybe turn the volume down and be in a place where you can just close your eyes and be quiet and kind of let it all seep in. But
okay.
I'm happy to share it with anybody.
Yeah,
just tell me how to do it.
I've got your phone number, and I will call you later this morning, and then
we'll
post it on the Beamer IBD Facebook page.
Perfect.
How about that?
That's perfect.
I think that's a great idea. Okay.
Thank
all
you.
All right. So thank you so much for sharing. Do we have
and thank you for all
anybody?
That you guys do. Thank you for keeping up everyone's spirits and coming up with all these creative ideas. It's so beautiful the way you guys support
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that feedback. All righty. So then we have area code 910. I think I already did that one. Yep, I did that one already.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, no. Hold on. I got to go back and turn you back on. Hold on. Area code 910.
So Jane. Yep, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
In Kentucky. Hi.
Jane
hi,
in Kentucky.
Everybody. And hi, Hi, Pamela. I heard you for the first time, I believe, on yesterday's equine program. So it's good to starting to get to know one another through this blog talk is really fun. I'm feeling much more connected with the Beamer family, all because of this blog talk radio. The timing works out great for me. I'm Eastern, so it's noon, and it's a great time. I also like to meditate. I really like to read about meditation and its science, the science behind meditation and why it works. So talking about books, Amanda, and you mentioned Deepak Chopra, fabulous man.
Yeah.
They've got a group of essays, a group of people in that area of meditation, Sufism, Buddhism, interconnection, all that stuff. And the book is On the Mystery of Being, Contemporary Insights on the Convergence of Science and Spirituality. It's absolutely beautiful. Pamela, I know you'd love it. It sounds a little heavy. It's not at all, but it's very exciting what's happening in the world, what we're understanding about nature, in particular animals. So I'm keeping very busy because I love to read. I read voraciously. Another book suggested to me by Linda Tellington-Jones was Entering the Secret World of Nature, which is a wonderful premise, and it's a man who is discussing and has discussed with through many books how he communicates with nature on a metaphysical level. That's pretty darn interesting. Linda Tellington-Jones can talk a lot about that. Also, a Pulitzer Prize winner, The Overstory, which I have not read, by Richard Powers, I'm very much looking forward to. Barbara Kingsolver says of this book that it's a gigantic fable of genuine truth. So I like to read stuff that expands me, and that I'm excited about. But guess what, you all? I lost my little chaps last October, and you all know I'm an animal person. I just got a new puppy Monday, and am I ever busy
now?
Oh, that's
fun. Yeah, you got a new baby in the house.
I shouldn't have said baby. It's a perfect 3-year-old American Hunt Terrier, and I'm going over to the Kentucky Horse Park, and I'll just quickly tell you, that's about 2,500 acres. I was the only person out there today. And it's grown.
Wow, nice.
So you're walking on grass with trees and maybe I'm enjoying this too
I know.
Much.
Okay.
That is great, Jane. Thank you.
Because I have
thank
trouble
you so much.
So far down.
Thank you.
Thank
you for sharing.
Thank you. You all. Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Thank
okay.
You.
Debbie, we can hear you talking. Listen, this is our last one. Area code 859, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Claudia in Lexington, Kentucky. Just
oh,
wanted to
hi,
say
Claudia.
Hello. Hi. I've had the pleasure of meeting Jane over the phone, and we're going to get together soon, and she's going to teach me about the horse beamer. So I'm real excited.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
And it sounds like we're the same age, which is exciting for me. And I've just been, I'm in the middle of horse country. We both are. And it's like, oh, I just need somebody. And one day I thought, I need to talk to her. And she made the comment, I think Danielle was on the phone, and she said, or Belinda. And she said, I want to meet Claudia. And I thought, yes. So we've connected. We've talked several times over the phone, and I just can't wait to meet her. So anyway.
That's great. Yeah, I love the connections that are happening. Okay, Claudia, is there anything that you're doing during this time that you wanted to share with everybody?
Well, I'm working in the yard more. I'm walking my dog more.
Uh-huh.
And I'm eating more. So I'm just trying to keep it down, person. So I just keep busy. I don't read a lot, but I do read the Bible. I'm in a prayer group in the mornings. And so I just keep busy during the day, and I do not get bored. So that's a good thing.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the call with us today. And I think that is – oh, boy. Yeah, that's it. That's the last one. Thank y'all. So I'm going to just wish everybody a fantastic weekend. We're hoping that things continue to be as positive as Debbie was sharing. I'm super excited about that update, and I'm going to toss it over to Claudia for any of her closing comments, and then we'll toss it to Debbie to send us on home. Claudia?
It's funny, Amanda, when you kept saying the other Claudia's name, I kept wanting to unmute myself thinking, oh, wait, me. No, it's not me. Anyway, I am really excited about the direction things are going. You know, whether it's wishful thinking or not, I have always stayed, and Deb can attest to this and Amanda, in such a positive state, even through the challenges of what we've had going on with Beamer, because I really call it the lockdown before the lockdown. So it's given a really unique perspective, because we have been sharing just privately, you know, between
us offline, just all the things that we're so grateful for with this company. I mean, really, guys, if this was any other business, and I've been involved over the years, and, you know, Amanda knows this too because we met in another company in the past, you know, any other network, these are just fly by night. It's just like dating, and, you know, you might go on one or two dates and then you're done. With Beamer, you really have a partner for life in this company. And so when people have been reaching out to me and, you know, trying to invite me into other things, you know, I try to be as polite as I can, but I am really committed to this company because there is something so special here, so unique here, and not just from the success that I found here that I never found before, but it's the people, it's the passion, it's the purpose, it's our technology. It's on just such a higher plane, and that's why, despite going through this, whatever reason all of this happened, I know we're going to come out of it bigger, better, and stronger. I hope, my wish in my heart is that most of you will still be there, but I also understand people have challenges going on in their life and they have to do other things, but there's no need to call me about any of those things because I am Beamer for life. So that's what I'm going to say, and I love this company. I love you ladies. This has been a great call, and I'll toss it back to Deb to take us home because she's got to get back to baby Beckham there. So, Deb, take it away.
That's right. My five-month-old grandson's calling me. But I want to just wish everybody a happy Friday, a beautiful weekend. Make sure you don't forget to get on Wednesday's national call, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, BeamerMeetings.com. And today we had some great, everybody had great ideas. I forgot to mention that I too am starting to going to start gardening. I've never done that in my life. I started doing some simple vegetables. I ordered everything, but they haven't arrived yet. And then I love the love virus. Pamela, thank you for sharing that. I love the idea of the love virus, and I too want to get your meditation that goes with that. And I feel like I call and reach out to people every day anyway, but to add it with a little twist about what you love about them and then sharing a little meditation, you are truly giving somebody a great gift. So we can start going through our phones, and it doesn't have to be just your Beamer people, friends and family. It can be people that from your past, from school, from your neighbors, from church, from other organizations. So thank you for sharing that today, Pamela. Make it a great day and have a beautiful weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.